From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. A cyberbullying game spreading across Florida cities and other states has arrived in South Florida. People are taking to social media sites to post and encourage others to post nude photos of friends and acquaintances without their consent. The Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office announced that recently created social media accounts with explicit posts are based in South Florida. Samir Hinduja is co-director of the Cyberbullying Research Center at Florida Atlantic University. He says the explicit posts and victims often involve school-age kids.
Taking that picture is creation of child pornography. Sending it to a friend, perhaps via text or even email, is transmission of child pornography. And storing it on a device, even, is possession of child pornography. And in pretty much every jurisdiction, it's a felony offense.
This latest cyberbullying game is inspired by the recently released teen horror movie, The Purge: Anarchy. The storyline goes like this. For 12 hours, anyone can commit a crime without any consequences. In real life, that's not the case. South Florida law enforcement agencies are investigating. Anyone who believes they have been victimized are encouraged to contact their local police department. Florida has had three consecutive years of record tourism numbers. Visit Florida, the state's marketing agency, now says more than 100 million visitors are expected next year, which will be an all-time high. A new report out shows that more than 75,000 new jobs were created in Florida last year due to an increase of nearly 3 million tourists. Visit Florida President Will Seckham says when more out-of-state tourists visit Florida, the tax burden on residents is reduced.
You know, they're staying in hotels, they're buying at retail stores, they're buying at restaurants, and all of that sales tax collections, what amounts to roughly 23% of the state's sales tax collections, are being paid for by people that don't live here.
According to the report, international tourists tend to stay the longest and spend the most money in Florida. Tourism is the largest sector of the state's economy, and every 85 visitors create one job. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.